presented by Finley Roofing on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
If you're just tuning in, Falcons did make a move today, Mike, signing a wide receiver that has people going, wait, what's going on?
Yeah, DJ Chark. Chark was with the Jaguars, and he bounced around with the Lions. He was with the Chargers last year, got hurt. Groin injury, as Carl would say.
In his
hip. He hurt that in August. So he's had some moments. 73 receptions, 118 yards for 1,000. Was a Pro Bowler in 19 with 8 touchdowns in his second year with Jacksonville. He is, I don't know if he's got that same burst he had when he was a rookie, but he did run a 4.34 in his combine, in the 2018 combine. But he's available because he can't stay healthy. It's a one-year deal. Why do we sign him? We told you yesterday on the show, Carl and I, literally right in front of us. I want to say it was a Michael Penix throw that kind of hung up a little bit.
It was.
And you mentioned it was Lamar Jackson, the defensive back. And it was basically two guys converged on our Darnell Mooney. And as he came up, I don't know, guys. Carl and I were just saying off the air. We're just telling you what we saw. We got no official word from the Falcons, but he landed kind of hyperextended. He landed hard on his side. So I don't know if it's hip or ribs or, but anyway, it was an awkward, hard landing from a pretty high up. That's the way I saw it on Darnell Mooney. Then he was out of practice after that.
Yeah, and again, we've not got confirmation from the Falcons on this, but this is our speculation about it because these are the things we're trying to put together. And if you're saying, well, what if they just added a wide receiver? This is interesting too. I mean, either way, but I just don't think you do this when you have your roster set and you're ready to go to camp unless, in fact, there is some kind of injury that is either looming. With that said, that news broke literally around 5 o'clock, and we wanted you to know if you're heading to practice tomorrow. If Mooney does not practice, we will see. Right. We don't know if that's the case. But if he's out there, then, Mike, that's going to bring up a lot more speculation as to, okay, well, did we just want to add to the wide receiving core? Were they looking at this? But we will see how it plays out. Either way, Shark is here, and we'll see what happens there.
And also, Kobe Bryant was an undrafted free agent, but a lot of guys felt he's one of the best defensive players in the Big 12. Day-Day, you said he's on the – it's like the unhurt, I'm not healthy. What is the list he's on?
Yeah, it's the non-injury illness list.
Okay, so yeah. He's got something going on.
Yeah, something's okay. Going on. Not sick.
Right. Not hurt, but
not
sick.
Hurt, yeah.
Right.
Exactly. Hey, man, I want you to hear Michael Penix, because when Mike and I spoke to him yesterday, and you missed the interview, it's online, odyssey.com. Make sure you subscribe, and you can hear all of the interviews, not only tomorrow or the next day, Monday, every day, but certainly subscribe to Dukes and Bell, and you can hear our stuff as well. But when we talked to Michael Penix yesterday, and, you know, we mentioned this, he oozes confidence, but it's not in a cocky way, okay? It's not like you walk up on him and he's like, you know, what? That's not what it is. It's just, I know who I am. I know what I bring. And it comes out. So when he said this, talking about the offense yesterday, a lot of people, you know, kind of did a double take. And around the country, Mike, this is getting some run because people are like, wow, Penix talking about the offense could be the best in the league. Why wouldn't he say this? Here's Michael Penix.
No, we gotta win. we gotta get there, man. That's always the goal, man. The goal, trying to win every one, you know. But we're going to do whatever it takes to make sure that we do that.
He's talking about the playoffs because Mike asked him about the goal of getting to the playoffs. And, you know, he was like, well, why wouldn't we want to get there? Like, I've got to win. I know what's at stake here. Here's the other Penix cut that I was talking about where he said this offense has the potential to be the best in the league.
The potential, we should be the best in the league. You know, with the guys we got around us, you know, we got a great offensive line as well. You know, those guys work extremely hard in the trenches. You know, with Coach Leffert out there leading those guys, doing a great job with those guys. You know, we should be unstoppable. So that's our goal. We want to be number one in all the categories on the offensive side of the ball. So.
And I like it. You know, we talked about this earlier in the show. First off, you know, he's 25, so he does bring some, you know, that leadership, the gravitas, was captain at Washington. And is, you know, maybe an effort to, hey, these are my guys. This is my offensive line, and they're really good. And my skill position guys are the best. And we could be one of the best teams. He said, hey, if things are rolling, and I like that. And also, it's not like maybe it's conscious, maybe it's unconscious, but he's trying to, you know, take some leadership, and this is my team. You know, and I think he's comfortable with that. I think that's nothing wrong with saying that, because if this team plays well, some of those things are going to happen.
Mike, I think sometimes as Falcon fans, we're afraid of our own shadow.
Exactly. Don't say that.
Don't say that.
Right. Like Braves fans. Oh, no. Don't be aggressive. Don't hit somebody. Don't challenge anyone.
Yeah.
Don't protect your own players. Can't do that.
I've always said it's going to take a player or players to come in and have a certain kind of attitude. Now, you got to win, but have a certain kind of attitude so that we don't get afraid of our own selves. Like, we're not afraid to say the things that we think our team can be because we've been let down. I hear you. I get it. But I also think, Mike, I don't want to go into any season and be like, well, I hope we accomplish some hope. No, we're going into the season with a mindset of we're going to be able to accomplish some things. So for me, I'm on point with this. And Michael Penix, thank you. I'm glad you're saying this. This is what you should be saying. Mm-hmm. And if you don't accomplish it, guess what? We come back the next year and we try to do it again. Like, let's not just set the bar, Mike, here because we've been let down so much. And that's what I think some Falcon fans, not all, but some Falcon fans are like, oh, man, he shouldn't be. You know, Michael Penix talking about the best offense. They ain't been that good. Who cares?
Right. I mean, guys, you're pumping up your team. We've heard this. You know, we talked about, you know, sometimes it does seem a bit far-fetched if you're a quarterback saying that Alabama doesn't have Nick Saban to protect him. You know, in the case of Castellanos down in Tallahassee, yeah. That's one thing. But here's a guy with a team that we were in the friggin' playoffs. Adam Schefter said that to us the other day. You were a playoff team until the Cousins thing went off the rails. And that's the team that he inherits. And we think this defense is demonstrably better this year.
I do too.
So, you know, Leonard Floyd wasn't on this team last year, regardless of what you think the rookies are going to do. So we know what we're capable of, and I like him putting it out there. Have some confidence, man. Let's create a little swagger. But this guy, he's a leader, and as Carl said, it's a good way to describe it. He's a low-key guy, but people, you know, listen to what he has to say. And this team loves this guy.
They really do. 404-726-0929. You can text us. You got a problem with this? Because I don't. We doesn't. We don't. Like, you shouldn't either. And if we don't go into the season with confidence, and by the way, he plays the most important position on the field. If he doesn't go into the season with confidence, then you're not going to get the best Michael Penix that we can get. And the best Michael Penix, Mike, we saw a glimpse, I think, of what he was in college. And if you watch him at Washington, guys, he was ripping teams. I mean, they were scoring. Now, he had, you know, Adunze and some guys out there that ultimately are in the NFL, but right. All these good teams do. That's what good teams have.
Right.
They've all got good. And look at the guys Bryce Young was throwing to at Alabama. They're all in the NFL,
yes.
Right?
It's loaded.
So that's just the nature of it. But he was ripping teams up. And that's what I want to see starting week one.
And that's the thing, you know, again, it's a small sample size, but as we talked about with Steve Weiss from NFL Network, Brian McFadden was on today, you know, his rewind on all those interviews on the Odyssey app, and check it out. But, you know, he, in a small sample size, leads all quarterbacks, I know, just three games, but the attempts in the air, 10 yards per throw.
Mm.
You know, we talked about, you know, the vertical passing game, the downfield threat. Yes, it sucks if we're going to lose Darnell Mooney in the short term or hopefully not long term, but we do have some other weapons. You know, maybe, and also another thing about leadership, the way he goes in the press conference yesterday, we talked about it a lot. He goes, hey, man, we got the ball in KP's hands. So here's a guy. Now, I don't know what his relationship is with Kyle Pitts. If he's forged a relationship in this offseason, he feels maybe the media, us, we're picking on. Why are you picking on this guy?
Right.
He's stepping up for his guy. Thinks this guy can be a big-time weapon for this team. We all want to see it happen. Maybe he'll finally be the conduit for it to actually occur. Right? We're going to talk about Penix to Pitts.
It'd be nice.
Right?
It would be nice.
And then Pitts gets a big contract and does it again for 4 or 5 years.
Correct, because now you're established and you are expected to do these special things. Mr. Yo follows us on social media. We invite you to as well. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up, C Dukes. And he was like, man, I need you to get back on, you know, this Pitts bandwagon. Look, I never have jumped off. I've just been disappointed because I feel like, to quote Coach Ra, we've not gotten the best Pitts we needed.
Right.
That's all. It's not as if I've jumped off. As a matter of fact, I was the guy touting him last year saying, come on, we need you to do this, that, and the other. And right. It just never panned out that way. Now, all of it wasn't his fault. Again, quarterback's arm fell off. We know how it played out. But with that said, Mike, if he is what we think he can be, then everybody's going to be on board.
But my thing is, and I get into it with some of these guys on Twitter, do you just have a problem when we criticize an athlete?
Sometimes.
Because when you're the fourth overall pick and you've got 10 touchdowns in 4 years, that deserves some criticism. Okay, we can get into, and we do know the nuances, you know, from, ironically, one touchdown only with Matt, then having two bums thrown him the football, and then last year. But, I mean, there's the things that the experts have said about him, you know, the guys that played the position. So I say, look, there's always two sides to every story. Is Zach Robinson utilizing him? You know, is this guy putting the work in? Has he been mentally checked out because he hasn't been healthy, or he's frustrated with his usage rate because some of the quarterbacks been throwing him were terrible? So maybe all of that is part of the answer.
Yeah.
But now you got a quarterback who isn't all that. This guy is good and gets it and can get the ball in your hands if you're doing what you need to do.
That's the key. That is the key. By the way, we played a soundbite earlier from Abe. Abe was filling in for the steakhouse.
I'm not an aficionado, but like for radio people, I'm an aficionado.
Yeah, so he's interviewing Younghoe Koo, and he's basically talking about kicking, and he dropped that bomb right there, which we were astonished by. And Abe then hits us up, Mike, on social media and says, guys, I stand by my comments. Abe, thank you for the comedy relief that we just received. I don't know if Mike and I have laughed that hard in a very long time for somebody who's not an aficionado.
Play it again, Art.
Who is an aficionado.
I'm not an aficionado, but like for radio people, I'm an aficionado.
Yeah, for radio people, I'm an aficionado.
Couldn't believe it. But Abe literally hit us up. Yeah. Mike goes, I stand on my comments.
Again, a guy liked it. A guy said he's going to use that line I used earlier. I said he's not really a jack of all trades. He's more like a nine of all trades. So give me credit on that on social media.
But Abe, we love you, man. That was great. And I'm sure Younghoe Koo enjoyed it as well. Hey, man. Turtle's coming up. He's got the night show. Want to remind you, Atlanta United taking on Seattle. Pregame at 6:30. Saturday, kicks at 7:30. And then Saturday, as far as Falcons, we got you covered at training camp. Sam and Greg are going to be there 9 a.m. to 1 o'clock. And then also Mike Johnson and Dylan Matthews on Sunday from 9 until 1. Mm. We, along with the morning shift, Steakhouse, Andy Randy, all are back at Flowery Branch on Tuesday. And then, Mike, we're headed to Hooters Mall of Georgia to do the show.
Right.
And it was so much fun yesterday, man. Look, I know we tell
you. Gwinnett is popping.
We tell you guys that we have such a good time with our listeners, and people come out and they get a chance to hang out with us. And look, we're doing a show, but we do interact throughout the breaks and all the stuff that's going on. And Mike, I just tell you, yesterday made us feel good, man, because everybody, there were a lot of people who showed up in the power situation, and they were right. Like, I don't know if I'm going to stick around. And then they came back.
Yeah, we had like 30 people waiting to get in, but you had no juice, but the juice came on. Thanks to Mike Conti for making the command decision, our boss, to stay it out. And also the Hooters guys for getting things cranking up. And we'll be back Tuesday and Thursday next week. It's going to be a busy week. Friday, guys, we're going to be at Lake Lanier, Margaritaville, right? We're going to be over
Lanier Islands, yeah.
Going to have some fun, man. We're going to be doing some stuff in the water.
Yeah, and then the following Friday, guess what happens? Preseason game.
Just
August
8th.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, just like that. All right, man, we got to get out of the way and clear our throat.
Dukes and Bella are wrapping up another show. So it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9.
Oh!
The Game.
Hey, everybody, have a great weekend. Day-Day, great job this week. Executive producing, terrific work. Behind the glass, keeping us up and running as always. Looking forward to seeing what happens this weekend. More on this signing with DJ Shark. And if, in fact, there is an injury update, we will have it covered for you right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So stay tuned for that. All right, Turtle's on the way. He'll be here at 6. Mike Bell, let's get out of here, man. Clear your throat!
Hey, man, Cam Newton, you got to get off of this thing. No one debates your legacy. You're one of the great quarterbacks in the NFL. You had an MVP season. You won the Auburn National Championship nearly single-handed. Stop throwing shade at Jalen Hurts, basically saying that 2,900 yards isn't elite numbers. Well, not every quarterback has Saquon freaking Barkley. And when you add up his rushing touchdowns, because I know Jalen only threw for 18 last year, but he also rushed for 14. That'd be 32. So he is an elite athlete, and he showed it in the Super Bowl with through amazing throws. So, Cam, we all know that you're a great quarterback, and maybe it's a shame your career was cut short. Your legacy stands on its own. You don't need to be throwing shades and getting in these pissing contests with guys like Ryan Clark and Dan Orlovsky about other people.
Hey, I love him. I have hook him. And what's going on with Scotty Scheffler? Today we found out that Scotty, in fact, owned that he was the guy that released gas at the Open Championship. He hits it, and then he lets it rip. Literally.
Green. Downwind, you can get onto this green, but Scheffler.
How many guys say, yeah, that was me. He owned it, and I love it. Hey, man, have a great weekend. If you love the show,
you tell your friends.
You don't?
I guess the haggis gives you the wins.